then he'd, then I might say, well, no, I thought you said something.
I said, no, you misunderstood me.
Okay, no, I would say then, no, I thought you said, what's it, like opposite of nothing would be, no, I said nothing, I said something.
You said something.
Okay. Okay, if you were going to say, I've never heard of these things. You'd say, I've never heard of this kind of thing. I've never heard of...
Never heard of such a thing?
Okay. If you've lived in town all your life and somebody says, if you lived there long, you'd answer, why, I've...
Lived here all my life?
Mm-hmm. You say, always?
I've lived here always.
Okay, since I got thrown from a horse once, and I've been scared of horses ever...
Ever since? Okay. Ever since he throwed me?
Okay. Now, you'd say something wasn't an accident. He did it...
Did it on purpose?
Okay, and... okay, how would you say, like, something like, I think so? Would you say, I reckon, or anything like that? How would you say that?
Well, you'd say, I reckon so.
Okay. If you don't know something, and you want to find out, you'd say, well, I don't know, but you'd better... Say you want to stop somebody and find out directions. You say, well, I've got to stop and...
Better ask him.
Okay. And so, if you've already done that, you say, well, I did. I already...
I've already asked him.
And he might say to you, well, don't ask me that again. You've already...
You've already asked me.
Oh, okay. Now, you might say, every time these boys meet, they start doing this to each other. Every time they meet, they start...
Yeah, they start to fighting. Okay. Or boxing.
Okay. They've done this, because you say they've done that ever since they were small. They've been
boxing or fighting.
All right. Okay, if somebody takes a knife and they went like that to somebody, you'd say, what would he do with that person?
He'd punch him with it or cut him.
Okay, suppose there was a murder in Lebanon or Nashville or someplace, and you hear it on the news. You say, and the guy had taken, say,
they stabbed him.
Okay. And then, okay, then there's a strange picture on the blackboard, and it's done like that. The teacher might say, all right, who
drew that picture?
Okay. If you were going to lift something like a piece of machinery up on a roof, you might use pulley blocks and a rope to...
All right. To pull it up.
Mm-hmm. What about lifting something very heavy, say, with a block and tackle? You might use pulley blocks and a rope to say, hoy.
Hoist it up.
All right. Let me see now. A few more. Okay, I'm gonna ask you to do something. Could you count to 14 for me, real quick? Well, yeah.
We'll start at 1.
Mm-hmm.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14.
All right. Now say, if you got a dime, how much is that worth?
Dime's worth 10 cents.
Okay. Now, what's the number after 19 is?
How 15.
The number after 19, how would you say that?
You'd say 20.
Okay. And the number after 26?
27.
Okay. The number after 29.
Be 30.
And the number after 39.
Be 40.
Okay, the number after 69.
Be 70.
Okay, the number after 99.
Be 100.